Your first year as a freelancer. For the first 6 months to a year after you start your freelance business, expect to spend most of your time marketing and networking rather than translating. If you work in a high-demand language pair or specialization, you may have a high volume of work sooner than this. One of the biggest mistakes that beginning freelancers make is to expect too much return from too little marketing effort. You may get really lucky, or you may have just the skills that clients are looking for, or you may want to work with very large agencies that give you high volumes of work, in which case you may be working full-time in a short amount of time. However, most translators will take the better part of a year to move past the initial startup phase. When I launched my freelance business in 2002, I sent out over 400 resumes in the first year, and it still took about 18 months until I was earning a full-time income. To start out as a freelancer, you will need a functional office setup, a translation-targeted resume and cover letter, translation-specific business cards, and possibly a basic professional website. Also, if you join some translation-related professional associations, you will probably get a listing on their website where you can describe your services. If you are starting your business from scratch, the easiest and fastest way to find work is probably to start applying to translation agencies that you find in the directory of the American Translators Association or a similar entity. Go to the agency's websites and then follow the application procedures listed there, usually under the Employment, Freelancers, or Contact tab. If you have strong qualifications and well-written application materials, and you apply to 10 to 20 agencies per week, you will start to get some work. If you would like to start out working with direct clients, follow a similar procedure. Research businesses that seem like they could use your services and contact them by mail, email, or phone, whichever method you are most comfortable with. Again, if you set high but achievable goals for the number of potential clients you will contact, you will find work.